Alex DeRobertis is a biologist with NOAA Fisheries. He's standing in a big warehouse on Kodiak's Pier 2 next to Drix. That's the name of what is essentially an unmanned robotic boat NOAA plans to launch this summer.
It's probably about 2.5 feet wide total, about 24 feet long, and it's powered by a diesel engine.
The Drix looks kind of like the top part of a bright red submarine just visible at the water's surface. There's a couple ways to control it, from the research vessel Oscar Dyson or remotely using Starlink satellite internet. DeRobertis says it's a big first for the agency, and there's not much technology like it anywhere else.
You know, 5 years ago you couldn't do this. 10 years ago this was science fiction.
That's because although Drix is physically small, it has big potential for transforming the way researchers complete stock assessments for Alaska's fisheries. A pod under the vessel is equipped with sonar equipment that sends pulses of sound out into the water. The signals bounce back when they reach something. Think of it like a high-tech fish finder. Scientists can then combine that data with data from trawl surveys to get a better picture of the midwater column, where fish like pollock are typically found. DeRobertis says NOAA plans to use Drix for coastal mapping, too.
So the basic idea here is that the ship and the robot are going to be side-by-side, working in the same area. The robot is going to make half the acoustic measurements, and the ship is going to trawl where it sees fish and where the robot sees fish.
Scientists have only tested out the Drix in Puget Sound. This summer is a big trial run, though. The Drix will be used in the Gulf of Alaska for the first time and in tandem with research teams completing midwater stock assessments aboard the Oscar Dyson. Researchers will compare the data to see how Drix performed. When Drix isn't in use, it will be stored on the deck of the Oscar Dyson. That's another big part of this summer's test run, to see how feasible it is to actually use the marine drone in Alaska.
How do we do this launch and recover it from a ship and sort of incorporate it in all of our operations? And really the only way to do that is to actually do it.
If it all goes according to plan, Drix might end up being a regular part of the surveys in the future. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.